Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I am joined by my friend Ciroc, host of the weekly review, Comatose Weekly Review. Dude, yesterday we were supposed to record. We said late, record. I was busy all goddamn weekend, and I finally, like, all right, I'm ready to record. I was thinking maybe 8:30, 9, maybe 10. You said you got off of work at 7. You called me at fucking 12:30 in the morning.
Okay.
That's not late night broadcasting. That is early morning fucking overnights.
That's the, what do you call it, on Showtime? like the after dark...
It's a Skinamax. It's a Skinamax.
No, listen. All right. So let me explain. Okay. So I was scheduled.
You were
to
drunk
seven.
Last night, weren't you? You were
no,
drunk.
No.
Because only drunk people called their good friends at 12:30 in the morning.
I was completely sober and I was just so happy that I was able to go home. Okay. So this has happened the past two Sundays that I've worked, right? One being Memorial Day weekend, which was kind of expected, but this weekend, scheduled till 7, right? But if it's like, if it's super busy, we can't leave. Like, we have people coming in, but we're so, you know, short stab.
Wait. So you mean you can't leave?
No.
If you try to leave the plantation, they're gonna try to run after you or something.
Yeah, they'll.
No, you're acting like they're slave masters or whatever. No, goddamn it! If I'm supposed to work till a certain time, I mean, what are they doing for you? Do they help you out? Like, do they like give you a little something extra?
Well, we get paid. Yeah, no, we make money. Don't get me wrong. The longer you're there, the more money you make. But it's, you know, if it's like. If we have, you know, 300 people there and we have two guys come in and two guys just can't leave. I mean, it's hard to explain because you weren't there, but it is a packed, extremely packed bar. We had a Lightning game yesterday, even though they lost. People were still partying like crazy. So we didn't get to leave until midnight. That makes sense. So, all right. So just to give you perspective, two guys open, right? Mm-hmm. Then the next two come at 7 and then there's one that's like at 3, but he just helps. He does random other stuff.
He's so, like a bar back.
So for the others, for the two to leave, it can't be like super busy, right? Like, cause it's a trade off, right? Cause you don't want to leave two guys there when it's even more busy than it's ever been. All weekend.
All right. Now let me ask you this though. You're already working,
right?
And what if it's really, really busy? And are they supposed to come in? Like,
So like, for instance, like if it's super busy, like he'll we'll call or text whatever people to come in like as soon as possible. If they
good
can.
Luck with that. Good luck with getting.
Yeah, but then they'll fire you. Then they'll just hire somebody who can do it and is willing to, you know, make more money. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hospitality. You can't, like, you know, you never really know if it's gonna be busy. It's gonna be dead. I mean, it comes with the job, but you know, you can't just leave. I mean, you're leaving money and you probably get fired anyway.
So yeah, so you call me at 12:30 and I was like, you know what,
sleeping
I
like an old this. Man sleeping.
No. No, I was like, no, I heard the phone ring, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I did not fucking answer it. I put that shit on vibe. Dude, when I'm asleep, if I wake up, I'm up for the rest of the night, man.
Oh, that's fine. We could have did like an 8-hour special.
Whatever, dude.
Special. No, so like honestly, totally, like I'm 100%. So like, I don't want you to think like, oh, he says this and then that. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm overhyped.
And we
work.
Were supposed to court on Friday.
Yeah. Friday
and
was.
And you were like, boom, boom. Stop it.
I don't see, feel look, good. When you can't listen, when you can't record or something happens with you, I am the nicest understanding. Hey, it's cool. It happened. But as soon as I can't.
Oh, okay. So my dad dying isn't like worthy of missing some recording.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. You got like another month of throwing that out before it's just like, okay. Okay. All right. All right. Anyways,
make you feel bad right there, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, that's the only positive thing about my dad, you know, like I can just like, you know what? Fuck you. I got the Trump card.
How's the truck, by the way? I saw that you were having some issues.
Or had some it's good. Leakage. I mean, it was the AC drainage was stopped up. It's stopped now. But I went to Del Rey. I got to hang out with a very, very like stereotypical Italian family from Long Island, which was very, very interesting, by the way. But I asked
you, what do you mean very typical Italian family? What are they,
stereotypical,
officers?
Like Long Island. I mean, think of the Long Island accent. Like,
so kind of like my roommate then.
Yeah, it's really. And then it's like when you get a bunch of Italians from a Long Island together, they just they kick it up a notch on the fucking like accent, you know, just like how white people sometimes. And I hate about it. I hate when white people do this. But like it'll be hanging out with their black friends and they'll start, you know, getting a little, you know, like ghetto-ish, you know, like, you know,
what's up?
Like,
what's up,
man? G? What's up, G? The homie?
Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Boy.
Like,
yeah.
People say that to me. Like, what's up, G? Like, do you even know what you're saying? I'm not a
Does
G.
Does it bother you? Like, you know, when two white guys are hanging out, it's like, yeah, that's my boy. But like, does it bother you? Like, you know, if, you know, it's one of your white friends, I'm like, yeah, it's my boy. That's my boy, Ciroc.
No, I don't think the boy bothers me. I think the homie bothers me.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Cause like that's just so misused. And it's just I don't know. Like it never it's I don't even say it anymore because I'm tired of hearing other people say it for all the wrong reasons.
Let me ask you this. Okay. So say you are driving with your white friend and you guys are listening to like to some NWA or something, okay? And you guys are just like word for word singing along. Like, and say, you know, the N-word comes up.
Yeah.
Like, does he have to, like, self-edit himself?
You know, that's a tough question. I guess so my really, really, like, you know, best friends, like, you know, one or two guys, they never say the N-word. Like, it's not even a hesitation. You know what I mean? It's something that I truly believe, like, it's a character thing. Even if they were by themselves in the car singing, they probably wouldn't say it either. But then there's other friends or slash associates who, you know, who would, and I don't know, it's cringe, you know, because you can't like police everybody. And that's just,
No.
Think about this. I work at a bar where, you know, our customers, 95%, I would say, are Caucasian or white, whatever. And we like Friday, Saturdays and Sundays, DJ obviously is paying, you know, not necessarily the top hits, but like, you know, it's a hip hop vibe. And, you know, some certain songs, you know, are a little bit more aggressive than others. And I'll just look around. I'll see like all these like 21 and up. It's like sorority girls just F this, F that, you know, in this, in that. And I'm just like just shaking my head. But I'm outnumbered. So there's nothing I can really do.
You're outnumbered.
I'm outnumbered, man. Could you picture a black dude just going up to every single person at the bar just. Hey! I don't appreciate this. That would take me all day long to do that.
All right, you said they were all like women. Sometimes they were young women,
right?
So say, all right, now you know I've boxed women before.
You've boxed
average
women?
Size. Yeah, I was intergender champion of the world. I'm 48-1 against women. I've knocked out 38 women, in the boxing ring. Now let me ask you.
You can't just fly past that part really quick. You've knocked out 38 women in the boxing ring.
Yeah, of course. Everybody
when
knows
this.
When
did this happen? Not everybody knows this. That's not something that everybody just knows.
I did it through my whole radio career. Like, I only lost to one woman, and that was because I'd already fought five women before her, and I had already drank. I had to drink beer and take a shot in between each round. But Christy Martin, who was the actual heavyweight professional boxer, women's boxer, ended up beating me. That was my only loss.
Were you guys like the same, like as far as like height, weight class?
I had the reach and height, but like we were about the same weight.
Oh man, is that on YouTube or anything? Is there a way to watch
it? It's somewhere around there. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, congrats to Christy.
But Christy Martin, though, this shows you how tough this bitch is. Is that her husband actually tried to kill her in a pop cup? Like, shot her three times, stuffed her in a trunk, stabbed her twice more when he got to where she was. And she still fucking got away and beat the fuck out of him and was able to get the police.
What a terrible, like, attempted murder. Like, how do you, I mean, I know that's the whole situation is fucked up and it's wrong, but how do you botch that shit?
No, but she's just a tough ass bitch.
No, I mean, she shot her three times. I mean, you really got to shoot her once if you want to end it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he just didn't want to shoot her in the head. I don't know. Oh, maybe he was trying to give her some
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Yeah. But so, yeah, I did that. But so you were talking about it being a bunch of women. How many average size women, you know, average size women, we're talking like, you know, the skinny girls and stuff. Okay. Like if you did say, hey, ladies, I'd appreciate if you didn't use the N word and they wanted to all gang up and try to fight you. How many women could you take on before it became you were just outnumbered?
Like a zombie attack.
Yeah,
man, that's average size. You said, I mean, am I like
you get to throw the hardest haymaker you want. I'm sorry. No, like there's no holding back. This is like you fighting a bunch of dudes. Like I'm saying, shit.
I would have to pace myself though. You can't just because you don't want to waste a haymaker on a frail person. You know, you know what I mean. You waste.
So
a lot
if it was
energy.
Like a small bitch with like scoliosis or something, because I have fought a bitch with scoliosis.
Listen, I could get at least like 120 jabs in before I actually get tired. So, I mean, how many actual people? I'd say like. Maybe like, oh man, it depends on how they attack. Because if they all come that's, at once, I mean, you're fucked. I would say 50.
50. Okay. Now,
is that too much?
That seems like a lot, man. That seems like a lot. I'm sorry.
Well, you said they're frail at average size.
But you said you're going to be jabbing. No, dude, you got to be throwing fucking haymakers.
But these are
gotta,
like, these,
you can't
these
let
are,
him out.
Listen, these are like, these are put you to sleep jabs. You know what I mean? Like, these are riding the button jabs.
But then you got to remember, like, they know they're going straight for the balls, right? Like, they're going to attack your nut.
But the thing is, though, if you see the you got to hit like the first
you're
one,
making
like,
an example, like, you have to just like fucking make an example of the first one.
like a dog when a dog sees somebody.
Yeah, like you just have to fucking like knock every man. I'm gonna get in so much trouble, but like you gotta fucking just almost snap her neck.
or you just grab like the littlest one and just swing around like a baseball bat to fend off the others.
Yeah. Did you ever watch did you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood from Quentin Tarantino?
No, but with Brad Pitt and Leo, right? I heard it was trash, that's why I didn't watch it.
Well, there was an ending scene where like he just beats the fuck out of this one woman that was a part of like what's his face's cult? The Helter Skelter guy. Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Well, anyways, we'll come back to that. Now, here's a better question. How many 12-year-olds could you take?
Oh my god, at least 1,200. 12-year-olds?
Like, yeah, 12-year-olds attacking you.
Okay, maybe like I don't know, man. They're fucking, they bite and shit though. That's the thing. I'd say like 100 probably. But they have to be like normal 12-year-olds. It can't be like, you know, no future.
Yeah,
LeBron
not
James,
not,
six,
not ones
eight,
that have already been recruited by Alabama Crimson Tide or something.
I wouldn't even like even throw a punch. I would just kick the shit out of at least 112-year-olds. Easily, hard, like Cristiano Ronaldo hard.
Yeah, like you could just fucking kick and punt, like you, it would, but I think though, after a while though, if you got overrun by 112-year-olds,
they probably eat you.
They could get you, man. They could easily
overrun
get you.
By 112?
Could you imagine if like, all right, now imagine like if 10 of them got on one of your legs. And they all just fucking like you're not that leg's gone. You can't use that leg.
Yeah, you gotta be more skilled with your hands. You gotta know what 12-year-olds' weaknesses are, right? So 12, just smack them in the ear, man. Pull, smack the ears. The ears are like it's like a kick in the nuts for us. A 12-year-old, you smack him in the ear and they lose everything.
Mm. Well, I would try to set this up, but you would do it off the air where it doesn't count.
Where are you going to find 112-year-olds?
Well, I mean, it really doesn't matter because I, you know, asked school. You to go. I went. Oh yeah, like Crenshaw. Like we're going to California. We're getting a bunch.
Oh well, listen, I'm not trying to find 100 like thug 12-year-olds.
No, fuck it, man. Let's go all the way. But it really doesn't matter. You would do it off the air anyways. Like you wouldn't even save it for like when I asked you to just get, which I know like everybody's going to be like Tuttle's being racist. I asked you to get watermelon. And mustard,
which I did.
Yeah, because I wanted you to try it on the air for the first time.
Well,
And you tried it, but I want to get your honest opinion of what you thought about it, because I tried it. I've already recorded it. I'm going to use it for my YouTube channel.
Okay.
What did you think of the watermelon and mustard?
Before I tried it, well, I think just thinking about it beforehand was like, you would think it would taste like terrible just because of the combination. But then again, like when I tried it, like it's not great, but it's not bad. Right. I immediately thought, like, when you're at like a cookout and you had like hot dogs and there's like watermelon, it's just all in your mouth at one time. So it didn't taste bad at all, but it wasn't like, I wouldn't eat that type of flavor if it was in a drink or something.
Yeah. One of the watermelon mustard. My good friend, Soul Brother Kevin, who hosts the Nights at the Bone.
Do you call him that to his face?
No, I call him Kevin.
Okay.
SBK. Kevin, SBK, Soul Brother Kevin. But I mean, the reason I say Soul Brother Kevin is because that's how the audience knows who he is. Okay.
Yeah,
so when we were interning at Real Radio 104.1, we would get invited to like all these big fancy parties. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hardest I've ever laughed, and it's so true, because everybody's white there. Every fucking person's white. And then you got Kevin. Okay. Kevin pulls me aside.
Pizza? I'm just kidding.
No. But get this though. He pulls me aside and he's like, look, this is what all these rich white radio executives do. They're just all watching. Like, they're not staring right now, but they're keeping an eye on me out of the corner of my eye, because he was like, they are wanting to catch me and they want to watch me eat this chicken or watermelon on the buffet. And I ain't doing it. I'm not falling for it. And I was like, Kevin, no way. I know it was joking and not being serious, but he was like, man, this is what they did. And this is before.
I don't know. He might have been right, man.
No, but he was like, look, they're all staring at me out of the corner of their eyes. They don't want to make it look apparent, but he was like, they're all just waiting. They're waiting for me to pick up one of these pieces of chicken.
Yeah, making side bits and everything.
Yeah, or that watermelon on the end.
But see, I like chicken and I like watermelon, and I feel for Kevin.
I do too. I love it. I fucking love it.
So what he has to do, and this is known in the handbook that's given at birth, he has to get enough on his plate of other stuff to where he can just slide the chicken and watermelon on there. You can't just have, because if you just have the chicken and watermelon and nothing else, and
like, we were right.
Yeah, people will start clapping. I'm dead serious. But you got to get like a lot of some random shit that you would never usually eat at home at all.
Like some broccoli or cauliflower.
Wow, that guy's really healthy. And then you just slide like maybe a drumstick or two like
underneath of it. Yeah. And maybe go to the bathroom and put it in your pocket or something.
I gotta go to the bathroom again.
Yeah, you're going in the handicap stall too, so you got room to like put your shit and everything.
Yeah, until people can, like, but they still have that like little crack, that little maybe half a centimeter, crack. People can see, like, is that a plate? Is he shitting and eating at the same time?
Yeah, but dude, like, I've evolved. Like, growing up eating chicken, when I grew up eating chicken, I would only eat the drumsticks, and then I started to become a breast man. And then I got into like bone, the flats or the drumettes and stuff. And then like now the thighs are actually like my jam now,
like,
when it
like
comes
straight
to
up chicken thighs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're easy. I mean, obviously that's what I usually eat with, in like meal prepping and stuff, as far as like,
do you like the dark meat or the white meat?
Ooh, I like both equally. Lately, I've been preferring the white meat, though.
Yeah, but it's healthier for you.
Right. So dark meat, if I'm like out at a restaurant or something like that, and I just want to enjoy myself, then yeah. But usually at home, just white meat. Easier, healthier, takes less time to cook.
So I went down to, my friend, I talked about earlier, hanging out with the Italian family and stuff.
Right.
I went down there and I've been hanging out with this girl for quite a while. I've known her since October. This is the organic farmer chick
I've talked about.
Yeah. So we've been hanging out, and she's been helping me out since my dad passed away. She's called me every day to check on me. We've hung out. Well, her uncle died, and all the people, he lived down in Delray Beach, which is like a little south of West Palm Beach. We went down there, and she told me, she knows how I am. And she was just like, listen, I don't need you to be like Tuttle on the radio. I need you to just be Patrick and kind of like, you know, calm down a little bit because, you
calm
know,
down.
I don't need to be the center of attention. I don't need to be like talking all the time, you know, just.
But you like to talk.
I know, but like I can become a little overbearing. I really, really can.
I'm used to it. And I don't really notice it anymore.
And I didn't take that as an offense, but I was very, very polite. Only Southerner, only true Floridian down there. So I'm sure that I sounded like the biggest fucking hick of all time.
Man. I think you should have just went in there and did your thing. Because to me, somebody says tone it down. That means like, hey, look, I need you to shut the fuck up when we get there because I told them you don't speak English.
No. It was not like that at all. It was not like that at all. She just knows like sometimes, like I can go a little overboard, okay? And Italians like to bust balls, okay? Now, okay, they like to bust balls, but you know how I am, no, Ciroc, like,
listen,
right?
You know who I am? I'm 48-1, okay?
No.
I will fight every girl in this bitch right now.
No, but that's not what I'm saying, though. It's like, okay, their busting balls is different than my busting balls because I will take it, like, to the extreme, like, right. Like I, you know me, things.
No,
are
no,
not
I know what you
limits.
Mean. But like you, it's always like a like you could one up to where like you know people would be laughing and they would just stop laughing. And like
then,
wait,
oh, and then they're gonna want to fight. They'd be like, what did you just say?
You just run away. You're way faster. You know, Italians always kind of, you know, the old ones a little chubby anyway.
Oh.
You know,
they, oh dude,
I just throw some.
Dude, can I tell you? I've never ever seen. They can fucking eat, my friend. Eat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole time it's eating. And like, pretty much a lot of the guys are in really, really great shape, especially the women, because I guess they're always like, you know, like just staying active. But it was just
cooking,
like,
man, cooking is tiring. You can get a workout, you know, stirring the pot.
Yeah, but the guys ain't. Well, some of the guys are cooking, but. You know, I there were so many things and it was great, but you know, back to the thing, you know, getting
wait,
around.
Is she Italian?
Oh yes, big time. Okay. I mean, they're from Long Island, like you know, and you already know that accent there. The funniest thing of the whole night, though, one of her cousins. Now she has the thickest Long Island accent that I've ever heard in my life. And you know how you can get YouTube and you have the remote and you can speak into the remote and tell something.
Yeah.
Dude, she sat there for 8 minutes and YouTube could not understand a fucking word that she was trying to say. And
what?
Repeat. Yeah, dude, I had to stop myself from laughing. But you know what, though? I had a really, really great time. I got so many business cards from people because
how many people were there?
Dude, they're 100.
And they were all Italian? Are you sure you went like at like a mob like convention meeting?
I don't know, man.
I'm kidding. Oh my God.
There were some stories though. There were some stories that I heard though, man. Oof.
Yeah, but like, you know, I'm sure things happened in the past, but I feel like the Italians today are like milking that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
there are so many like correlations between Italian, the older women, the mothers, the grandmothers, as there is to mm-hmm. Southern mothers and Southern grandmothers, because it was like, it was like, Patrick, did you get enough to eat, my dear? You're so thin. Skinny.
Skin and bones. Yes,
you need to eat. I mean, I can get you some sausage and peppers
and some pasta.
You know, yeah. And dude, we did not leave the place until like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
man.
I've already talked about, but at the end.
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't leave till 3:30 in the morning, but I called you at 12:30 last night. You can't answer the phone, but you can eat pizzas with all the Sopranos.
No, they weren't even eating pizza. They were in there eating Italian bread toasted with like this Italian butter on it, and they thought it was the greatest fucking shit in the world, and I gotta agree with them. It was pretty goddamn good.
All right. I'll take your word on it, even though you just had me try watermelon and mustard. So you know your food advice is kind of shaky right now.
Well, I just wish you would have tried to save it for on the air.
I don't, but the thing is, I wouldn't even had a reaction to it though, because it didn't like.
But you're one to be a broadcaster though. Like you don't you save everything for on the air. Like I've been doing it all my life, and I can never duplicate my reaction from the first time. Like I remember the first time I got bitched out working with Ron and Fez. I brought a guest into the studio before they went on the air. And man, I got dressed down after that guest left. They were like, you never bring a fucking guest into the studio until we're on the air because we want the reaction of the initial meeting.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess. Oh, actually, sorry to cut you off, but I did watch. I know you on Friday on the show on the Tom and Dan. Was that Friday or was that Thursday?
That was Thursday. How do you think I did?
I think you did great, man. I think you did great. And they seem like some cool guys. I thought the one guy, though, remember I was talking about the short guy? Which one is he?
Daniel. You're talking about Daniel. Daniel's always been a little bit shorter.
Okay. I thought he was like just the short person or whatever the nice.
No, he's not a midget or anything like that.
No, you don't call them midgets anymore. They're little people, right? I don't know.
Whatever. Okay.
Oh, but no, but they were great, man. It was funny, man. You were talking
I was only supposed to be on for like 45 minutes and then it turned out to being like an hour and a half, hour 45.
Damn. Yeah, you killed. I watched it on Twitch, but it's just
what'd you think of the girls? Man, she's got some big boobs. I don't know if you could check that out.
I really couldn't. I couldn't see because I was at the gym listening. But like every now and then, you know, I was lagging in and out, but every now and then I took a peek and I could see, you know, the four screen with you guys and all that stuff. So you're talking about, you know, all the ladies you were seeing and all that shit. I was like, man, this guy goes on Tom and Dan to spill all the beans he possibly can.
Well, I don't want you to think like, oh, I'm seeing a lot of women, because it's not like.
You should have told him, you said, look, I'm a player and that's what I do. You should have gone there with swag. Put some glasses on, maybe a hat, maybe like a little fedora or some shit like that.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is before I went down south. Maybe I should start doing a little bit more Italian stuff. But, you know, like I even told a story about the one girl, like the one that I ended up hanging out with when the ex-boyfriend like showed up. I told you about that one, right?
No, that's not the one with the guy.
That she's kind of still in love with, the one that I stayed the night with.
No, you never told me that one. No.
Oh, hell dude. No.
Recently?
Yeah, dude. She is the nurse that I've been hanging out with.
Oh yeah, the really like do it.
So I stayed the night with her one night, okay?
Okay.
And she has like a studio apartment, all right?
Okay.
So she's been dating this one dude that is kind of like her, like she calls it her twin flame. Okay. Her twin flame. Your twin flame, like flame, like a fire. Like,
why does she say twin though? Like,
well, are they related? Because they're meant to be together, you know, like.
Oh God. She's an astrologer, isn't she?
Yeah. Yep. So
here we go.
I have been staying with her a couple of nights that week because she's been helping me out while my dad was sick. She wanted me to hang out with her and I've been helping her out.
Uh-huh.
And about 7:30 in the morning, I hear this knock on the door. you know how the cops knock, right? Like it's with purpose. Okay.
Like somebody's really trying to reach you.
Yeah. I'm like, somebody's at your door. It sounds like the cops go away. They're knocking. And she goes to the front door and I've already known about this guy because, you know, yeah.
But did she tell you that, like, they were no longer, you know?
Well, he is trying to have his cake and eat it, too. Mm. Like, he's with another, like, chick, kind of, sort of.
Okay. So they are on and off pretty much, but still.
Yeah.
Around.
Okay.
Okay.
So she goes to the front door and she opens up the curtain. It is the boy, the ex, the one that she just recently broke up with. Okay.
Okay.
He is wanting to know who is at her house.
Okay. Wait, I didn't even know anybody was there.
Because my shitty ass PT Cruiser was parked out front, and I guess he has to drive by to go to work every day.
Wait a minute. that's unusual.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because I've been there a couple of times already that week and he hadn't stopped. So what the fuck are you stopping by for today? And you know what I did?
What?
I didn't even get out of bed. I did not even get out of bed. You know what I did? I just laid there, rolled over so he could see my back of me laying in her bed. And
Oh yeah, because it's a studio.
It's a studio apartment, so he can fucking see me laying there.
He could have, who the fuck is that right there?
Yeah, but I thought that was the best thing I could do, is like not even be bothered by him. Right. Just fucking being laying there chill as fuck. I didn't even fucking roll.
It would have been even funnier if like you opened the door. Like, yo, what's up? How can I help you?
No. But like, I mean, did I do the right thing? Or like, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have did shit either. I mean, what she expected to jump out the window or something? Like,
I mean, no. There's no fucking window. There's only one way in, one way out.
I would be concerned though, like if some guy knew what I was driving though, right? Because if this guy's crazy enough to drive by and like, oh, that car is unusual, and come knock on somebody's door that early. He's the type to like bust a window or something like that. You know what I mean?
Do you really think I give a fuck? Like, I mean, people think I'm a nerd and underestimate me, but I fucking carry.
I'm 48 and so, one, bitch.
No, but but people look at me and be like, oh, that guy would never conceal carry.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're. Well, I mean, they'd see it, obviously. He's so skinny. He's like just poking out. Wait. So I'm trying to like just backtrack. So, and then after that, like, did she come back to the room? It's like, oh, don't worry, that was just my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and then she was like, oh, and I was like, you know what? I probably need to go, and I just left. And
well, since I'm already up, I might as well leave.
Yeah, and I left my bag purposely in the fucking Now this is, damn it. I hope she doesn't listen to this, but I purposely left my bag in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
So I had to come back, you know. And I fucking come in, and she hadn't locked the door yet. So I come in, and she's already on the phone with the dude.
Oh, man.
To get the bag. So it was kind of like, yeah.
What if you like went back and it was like three bags there all of a sudden? Like it was that fast.
I was like, fuck, that was quick as fuck. Like, God,
I've been in and out already. No, I mean, she sounds like a nice girl, but like, you got to be careful, man. The girl with
she's very, very nice. But I don't believe in that bit, that whole twin flame bullshit.
Do you think you really don't.
Did you get a good look at him?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But I've already checked out his. I've already checked out. See, that's the other thing. I'm really good at doing research, and I already know everything about him. Like I really, really do.
I just can't wrap my head around him driving by and saying, "Who's
Cruiser is that?" I gotta tell you, like I would have a lot of problems. Like I would, but it's not like I would fucking like puss out or back down.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying. But yeah, it would be pretty tough for me.
Now, honestly, I wouldn't even want you to fight him, because you told me never get involved in someone else's relationship problems.
No, you don't. You don't, because that's the worst fucking things you can do, man. Like, you know what? There is no woman that I'm going to fucking fight over. Like
besides your wife, obviously.
Well, okay. Now, if it was somebody disrespecting her, like, okay. But like, if I found out she was fucking another dude, like, uh-huh, I would not beat the fuck out of him, because guess what?
You just leave.
Like, I would just leave, because guess what? It does take two to tango when it comes to that whole situation. So it's like, why am I going to beat the fuck out of this guy and go to jail or get in trouble over my lying, cheating ass wife?
Exactly. I don't even know why people do that stuff. It's like, I'm the same way. It's like, listen, if you guys have something going on, congrats, fuck both of you, I'm out. You know, it's simple, but you know, you always hear on the news and shit like that, or just roundabout of people, oh, I'm gonna fight, this dude's been talking about girls, I'm gonna fight. Like, yo, why don't you just let them date each other?
Yeah, no, fuck you. It's not worth me getting in trouble. It just is not worth me getting in trouble.
So do you still talk to her?
Who? The nurse? Yeah. I still talk to her. Yeah. There's some other shit, but
Never say everything on the air. By the way, did you hear that? I just farted.
What? Yeah.
Listen, you said save it for the air, so you know.
Yeah, I know. We'll save it for another show because I want to see how this shit plays out first. I was asking. Tell people how they can check out the weekly review your podcast.
Oh, of course. So weekly review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just search the weekly review, or maybe easier, just put my name in, which is Ciroc. Unfortunately, not spelled like the liquor, but it's S-E-R-A-K. That tastes way better and sound way better as well. We record on every Wednesday. We just changed the time, so check it out. We go live every now and then, so yeah, and hopefully we'll have Tuttle on next week as well.
All right, sounds good, Ciroc. I hope you have a wonderful day. All right, man,
my friend. All right, buddy.
All right, man, bye.
Yep.
Great news, folks, you now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you hit the subscription button and then also hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, it's going to let you know anytime that I go live or upload any new content. I was actually looking at this morning because somebody that I follow, somebody that I respect a lot in radio, Derek Allgood, Derek from the Billy Madison Show, posted this. And I don't know if a lot of you guys have seen this yet, but they have these Disney filters. They are filters that cover your face and actually make you look like a Pixar/Disney character, whatever it may be. And just like anything innocent that we put on the internet, us as Americans, we just have to completely fucking just fuck it up. We're going to fuck it up. Now, I hate these filters. These filters are ruining everything when it comes to the dating world, meeting people online. I've already talked about this before. You know, when I was on Tinder, I automatically, if you have a filter with dog ears or dog nose, or I don't even give a fuck what it is, any of those like childish type filters, I'm swiping right by you and I am not even giving you a chance, because it's like I feel creepy. I feel like a goddamn pedophile. I feel like something. If I like your page and you're wearing dog ears or bunny ears, just any type of filter like that. And let's not even get into the filters that the women are using. Ladies out there, you guys are going a little too heavy on the filters, trying to cover up blemishes, wrinkles, stuff like that. I mean, you're basically catfishing the guys. And guys do it as well, too. I'll admit, there are guys that do it. But what's happening now with these Disney filters are that people are filming their sex tapes. They're filming their selves fucking on video, but they're also covering it up. And it is creepy as hell. It really is. I'm going to post some of these pictures on my social media. I mean, it does not show like any penetration or anything like that. I mean, they're pretty innocent photos, but it's creepy seeing Moana getting just railed by Prince Charming from behind while pulling her hair. Yeah, no, it's a little creepy. Like I'm into some weird ass shit. Not when it comes to sexually, but I will look at pretty much anything on the internet at least once, because you know what? I just want to say that I've been able to see it. I know that makes me sick and twisted and stuff, but no, I will most certainly look. So just like with any other thing, any of these toys that they give us online, you know what we do? We fuck it up. Because I'm telling you right now, the Disney Corporation is going to be pulling that app down. ABC, whatever, the Walt Disney World is going to be pulling that filter down immediately, because the last thing that they want is Disney characters getting fucked doggy style from behind. It's really, really creepy. And this is how, like, crazy the pornography is. Pornhub actually has a section already. And I think this app has only been out for, I don't know, a couple weeks. They've already got a section out where it's nothing but, like, Disney characters. Well, no, I mean, it's actual people having sex, but they have Disney character filters over their face. I would like to hear from you. If you were going to make a sex tape, oh, and this is also includes Pixar characters as well, too. So if you were going to make a sex tape and you could put a filter of any Disney character over yourself, say, all right, you're the guy, what Disney character? I know this is very sick and twisted, but I would like to hear what Disney character you would have sex with if you could and like in real life, what filter would you want your chick to be, God, it's creepy just me even saying this, but I think you guys get what I'm talking about. I would love to hear from you. You can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044, or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com. I don't know. I'm trying to think. If I was going to go with any of them, I would say Pocahontas. But, I mean, when Pocahontas came out back in the day, the animation was not that great. Now, if they had an updated version of Pocahontas, maybe. Hell yeah. Pocahontas all day, buddy. That would be mine. I don't know about the Little Mermaid, because I'm not into women that smell like fish, if you get what I'm saying, guys. That was such a morning zoo-ish type joke. So I'm going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my website, tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E.net. When you go there, you're going to be able to find every single place you can find me online. I don't want to plug a lot of stuff during the podcast because, I mean, that's what podcasts are for. You don't want to listen to goddamn commercials and shit like that. Last story that I'm going to get into before I end the show. I've talked about this a lot. It's the best thing you can do right now, best advice in the world we're living in, especially here in the state of Florida or anywhere here in the United States with people having guns. You just do not know what people are going through. And it's probably for the best not to argue, because you don't know what people have. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what type of day they had. You don't know if they are carrying a concealed weapon, especially here in the state of Florida. And this might be one of the dumbest things that I have ever heard anybody die for, because seriously, what did it really, really matter? Why you died over something stupid like goddamn grass clippings?
This is video captured on the victim's doorbell camera just moments before a deadly shooting outside his North County home.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm not trying. This is a very, very, very sad case. But I got to tell you, one of the greatest things that has happened to broadcast news, broadcast radio, is the doorbell ring. Ring has caught so many, not like great, but great pieces of audio and stuff that we can actually see what happens when a tragedy like this does resolve or ends up happening. Because, like, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 months ago, I played you the audio of the couple that was arguing. They were feuding neighbors, and the guy kept calling the other one a pussy, pussy this, pussy that, pussy this, pussy that. And the guy just got upset and ended up just murdering the husband and wife because he just had enough. And once again, if that guy just would have kept his mouth shut, would not have been the type of guy that needed to win an argument, he would still be alive, his wife would still be alive, and there'd be no bubbles, no troubles.
A police identified the victim as Alan Waller. We are blurring the faces of the suspects because they have not been charged. In the video, you can see the suspects walking up to Waller's front door, and Waller responds. A few moments later, you hear multiple gunshots. Waller's fiance is heartbroken.
He died with a smile. I was there with my daughter when they shot him.
Overwhelmed with grief, she did not want to be identified, but gave this account of the shooting.
We come back, it was all grass and debris on the side of our driveway. He got upset, but he swept it up. He went to the neighbor house and also the neighbor house across the street to tell them, look, can the people who cut the grass talk to me? Because I want to show them, like, clean up their mess. They came across my grass, the neighbor and the two guys. Video shows he's showing them around the corner where where all the debris and grass was at, and they shot him. I heard.
Okay, see, now there's got to be a little bit more to this story. Like, seriously. I don't think the guy, like I told you, I don't have any problem. Like, if this is the truth, that this guy just politely went over there and asked them about the grass clippings, I have no problem with this. Like, you should be able to go over and you should be able to talk to somebody nicely without there being a big confrontation. So I think there's going to be more and more that's going to come out on this story. Because for you just to, like, automatically just pull out a gun and kill your neighbor because he asked you politely about getting rid of some of the grass clippings and stuff, there's got to be more to this story that we're not hearing about at the moment.
5 shots. It was not one gunshot to the chest. It was 4.
Police say the shooting unfolded Sunday morning around 11 in the 400 block of McDougal Drive in North County's Glasgow Village. When officers arrived, they found Alan dead with multiple gunshots in the driveway. And the victim's friends say he was a loving father and a construction worker who will be missed.
He's my fiance. 6 years. He took care of me and my kids for 6 years. He was a loving.
Not trying to be a dick here, but if he really, really loved you, you've been engaged for 6 years. I mean, that I know that people wait a really, really long time before they end up getting married, but come on, man, that 6 years is a really, really long time to be engaged without actually saying I do.
A loving father, a true man of God. I was there praying over him, me and my baby, praying over his body when he was taking his last 2 breaths.
I'm not trying to make a light of the subject. But where was God? If there was a God, where was he to protect your boyfriend, your fiance that has had cold feet, that does not want to marry you? You've been engaged for 6 years. You know why he doesn't want to marry you? Yeah, I know he's going to pay child support, but he doesn't want to have to pay alimony as well either. He does not want to get trapped by some trick-ass hoe like yourself. I know I'm being a little insensitive by saying trick-ass hoe, but I mean, where was God? God didn't protect him. If he was a man of God, this guy would not be dead over an argument when it comes to grass clippings. All right, guys, gonna take off. I am at the hospital right now waiting for my mom to get out of her doctor's appointment, which could be at any minute. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.